Mi nombre es.
My name is Melanie Monterrey. I'm a Nicaraguan refugee in Germany. My status as a political refugee leads me to lift up my voice on behalf of the thousands of people that have left Nicaragua thanks to political violence. This is a significant portion of the 6 million people from Nicaragua, and my position is representative of that of thousands of people. Around 60,000, in fact, have sought political asylum in Costa Rica. The situation is becoming greatly exacerbated. People are in a precarious situation with no access to their fundamental rights that need to be protected in terms of their refugee rights. They're victims of political violence as well, and the convention that's in force must be properly implemented. We'd like to call on the High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR, to be able to support Nicaraguan refugees and that they be supported in their efforts, not only in operational terms but also in terms of funding. What this would do would facilitate the search for solutions regarding a problem which is exacerbated every day, and it's important that victims of political violence from my country can find social, political and economic solutions, and it's vital that international agencies draw on protection and support mechanisms to support the tens of thousands of Nicaraguan refugees in the framework of international law and the instruments in force under the aegis of that. It's necessary to implement diverse additional measures in order to improve the situation. Tens of thousands of migrants in Costa Rica and in countries of the region urgently need this help. It is pressing and vital that Costa Rica has humanitarian aid to ensure that that country can pass on support. They must benefit from multilateral support, and this can free up the financial support that is currently hugely strained in Costa Rica as new in terms of new sources, and drawing on those new sources of funding. Costa Rica must shoulder its commitments to process asylum requests in a reasonable time frame, provide dignified access to housing, and ensure that there's proper funding with sources of international funding channeled through UNHCR, access to health systems as well as important. All of these possibilities can come to pass if Costa Rica has larger and wider access to international support, among them UNHCR and other states and international cooperation generally speaking. Health services must place particular attention on the situation of vulnerability and trauma that many refugees are subject to when they become asylum seekers. Access to temporary housing and also primary health care and humanitarian care is vital. It must allow host countries to deal with the huge number of people fleeing political violence in Nicaragua. Unfortunately, contact with UNHCR's offices has been very difficult, and there hasn't been any interest in listening to the voices of Nicaraguan refugees, and that's why the Nicaraguan crisis hasn't been sufficiently raised in profile. It's only thanks to Carlos Alvarez from Costa Rica that this plight has been highlighted. In summary, we want this conference to alleviate the pressure on host countries, of course, and improve the conditions for refugees, as well as broaden out solutions coming from third countries. We must have conditions of support in countries of origin to ensure safe and dignified return.